It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
For over 2,000 years, this vegetable has been known as nature's wonder drug. It has a pungent smell about it, and it's a favorite of Italians when they're cooking, and actually it's a favorite of mine. Actually, I think we have it just about every day, and I'm sure you've guessed it by now. It's a little white bulb, and it's called garlic, and I can't understand how this little tiny white bulb has so much medical power. It is amazing. Well, here to help me figure it out and help you to understand why we need to eat it often, every day probably, is the author of Food's Medicine, 101 Prescriptions from the Garden. Always one of my favorite books. I have it right here. And that would be Kathleen Barnes. She is the author of that, one of my favorite books of all time. And she's here to help us figure out why garlic is so powerful. Kathleen, thanks for being with us. How can this little white thing, you know, it comes out of the ground, solve all our medical problems?
It's really kind of fun, actually. Hi, Ellen. Glad to be back with you.
Yes.
Garlic is my number one superfood that I talk about in the book Food is Medicine, but it's, I think most people will agree with me that it does so many things for you, and including one of the things we all want to talk about right now during cold flu season is that it's antibiotic, antifungal, and antiviral. And, you know, as people are getting colds and flu, which are almost always viral, and they think they need antibiotics, which is, of course, exactly the wrong thing to do because it kills your gut bacteria, which we're going to be talking about soon. But what it will do when you've got garlic, when you use garlic, it'll deal with whatever is going on. You don't have to know if you have a fungal infection or if you have a bacterial infection or a viral infection. It deals with all of them very simply and deliciously in my mind.
Oh, deliciously, for sure. But I want to get back to what you said. Let's emphasize this. It makes me crazy. Someone doesn't feel well, they go to the doctor, and they just give them antibiotics. Antibiotics.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get them from free. You can get them for free now. It's even that easy because
yeah.
a lot of supermarkets and other retail or groups have decided to give it out for free. I'm like, really? This is not such a good idea. As you mentioned, it is not great for the gut because it's killing all that good bacteria, but it's not solving the viral problem. So what you're saying
exactly.
is garlic will solve all three. It's an antibiotic, it's antiviral, and it's antifungal.
That's right.
What is it about garlic that makes that possible?
One of the main ingredients, it's got so many nutrients in it, but one of the ones that is the most powerful is something called allicin, and that's what gives it that broad spectrum, immune system boosting effect that can overcome all of those other things. You know, the word antibiotic actually means against life, and so sometimes you do need them. I will agree with that. If you've got pneumonia and they know it's bacterial pneumonia, yes, you know, it saves lives. But at the same time, or if you've got a life-threatening infection or something like that, you know, I'm not that rigid about those sorts of things. But at the same time, taking antibiotics for all these other, like every time you get a little sniffle, is actually going to make you have a much more susceptibility because you become resistant to the antibiotics. They evolve so quickly, it's very difficult to get an antibiotic that's effective. So garlic is a really easy one and does so many other things too. But that's just what we're talking about at the moment, you know, dealing with colds and flu because a lot of people are right now.
All right. So I'm not feeling well and I say, okay, I'm convinced I need to have some garlic. How much? Does it have to be raw? Help me out here. What do I do?
Okay. A little bit of garlic goes a long way with your friends and as your body. One clove a day should be more than sufficient, and it does not have to be raw. That's the other thing. You can, you know, because there is got so many, it's just packed with so many nutrients, that using it as a stir fry or roasting it, which I find is delicious because when you roast it, it almost becomes sort of buttery inside. You know, you can spread it on croutons or veggies or whatever you like. So I think that's a wonderful way to use it. And it also, cooking it a little bit neutralizes that allicin, that sulfur compound that has all the good stuff, but also gives you that wonderful smell. Although yes. I have friends who eat a clove of raw garlic every day, and I never notice it on her breath, which I find interesting. She says she also eats parsley with it. So I do not eat raw garlic.
There you go.
Just because I like my friends.
She eats it. Should she crush it and then just swallow it, or she chop it and swallow it, or she just chew it and swallow it?
She sort of chews it. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That's going a little far for me. It is.
She's very
brave. Parsley is the answer, though, by the way. Any kind of odor coming from your mouth, you just get some parsley, and that will take it away. So good for her. And I assume she'll probably never die. But I don't think
exactly.
I can do that. But we roast it. So I'm so glad to know that by roasting it, we're still getting the benefits. And I don't eat one bulb. I eat several because it's so delicious when you roast it. And you know, we put it together with whatever we're eating, and it just adds that flavor. We being my husband, myself, or the family together, it does help when your people you're around are eating it as well, I have to say.
Sure. And I remember you were saying that you just kind of stir fry up garlic and onions and mushrooms all the time. And that's for immune system boosting, all of those three things. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. So I should live forever as well. That's really good news. Another thing is that there are no side effects, because drugs have side effects. I don't care what it is. You need it. You take it. You said an example. If you have pneumonia and it's bacterial cause, then you have to have an antibiotic. But there are side effects. I never feel good while I'm taking antibiotic, which is rare, but it makes – I just don't – feel good. Does something inside of what it's doing, but I don't like it. So what are some of the side effects of going too far with antibiotics?
Oh, well, the biggest one is, of course, it's going to kill off. Antibiotics means anti-life, and it's going to kill off all of your gut bacteria, the good and the bad. And as we're going to be talking about very shortly here, we need those good bacteria for digestion, for brain function, for all kinds of things in our bodies. And if we kill them all off, then we have to replace them some way.
Right. All right. But again, we don't want to give antibiotics a bad rap when they are needed. Okay. Let's make that really, really, really clear. All right. So you said it doesn't have to be raw. It can be cooked. And there are lots of ways. And we'll talk more about that as well. But I'm sure some people are wondering, well, does it have to be organic, or can it be, you know, just a conventionally grown bulb? Does it make a difference?
I don't think it makes as big a difference in the types of food that you're eating, that you're going to be peeled before you eat them, like the garlic. Of course, you're not going to eat that outer part of it. If you can buy organic, of course, do. But sometimes the price difference is so much that's where I kind of draw my personal line. If I'm not going to eat the outer peel, I'm more likely to go.
Yeah, that's true. Let's say for pineapple as well. I mean, that's just a rule of thumb that you can follow to save some money.
Sure.
Okay, so I had a question now. I just lost it. I got so excited.
If I could add a quick thing, garlic does so many other things. I mean, it's good for heart health. It's actually a cancer preventive and treatment. It just works for so many other things, too. There's some studies that even show the antioxidants in it combat Alzheimer's and dementia. And people who eat garlic have a longer life. Like you said, you're going to live forever. We are.
Yeah. And so we won't forget questions like I did a second ago, because I have it back, but you answered it because of all the other benefits. So, hey, have garlic every day. It's not so hard. It really just isn't hard. So we talked about roasting it. We talked about stir frying it. You can chop it up and eat it raw if you want. But we recommend cooking and just throw it in with your eggs, with your casseroles, anything I cook. As you say, we stir fry mushrooms, onions, and garlic together every night and throw it in with whatever we're eating. So it has been so great to have you with us, Kathleen, today. And look for her book, Food is Medicine, at Amazon.com and all the usual bookselling places. Thanks for being with us today. Oh, she has a website, Kathleen Barnes, Barnes. Go and look out. She has done many, many great things for you to help be healthy. And please stay with us. We loved having you with us today. And we'll look forward to you joining us next week as well. Bye.